The iconic view across Norwich is from Mousehold Heath, with Britannia Barracks behind you. Sue Jones recently had lunch there and revisited to find out more.
A prison may seem an unlikely choice of venue for afternoon tea or Sunday lunch, but a social enterprise cafe in the historic setting of Britannia Barracks has become a favourite destination for visitors. Cafe Britannia aims to give low-risk prisoners some valuable work experience and a taste of life on the outside. The unexpected bonus is that customers love it. Last year, £6,000 in tips alone were donated to victim support, and the profits are being ploughed back to provide further opportunities for ex-offenders. Behind the project's remarkable success is Davina Tanner, who restored the Victorian building with the help of serving prisoners.
It's phenomenal, really. I mean, we'll probably do about 400-450 covers a day. At weekends, we'll probably do 175 breakfasts and probably, you know, 150 meals of some sort, lunches, without the light bites and the cakes. So we have got massive volume, but we are in a beautiful location. I mean, it is an iconic building in the fact that it's got massive history for Norwich. You know, it was Britannia Barracks. People that went to war went out of this building. So I'm kind of really glad that it is staying, if you want to say, in Crown Estate's ownership. It hasn't... Yes, we've commercialised it, but we've commercialised it, I think, sympathetically. The prisoners did all the work themselves. I kind of, if you want to say, styled it, did the interior design, and pulled that together. We had to do it. We chose the shabby chic look because we didn't have any money, so we couldn't afford to go out and buy new stuff. So I kind of went scouring auctions. But it kind of worked in the building because the building has got history.
Definitely.
It kind of has really worked. It possibly wouldn't have worked in the modern building. But yeah, there was, all the guys did it up. Obviously, you know, some of them were here and were here for 3 months and then got let out and released, and kind of, so it's kind of been a moving, we've got a little conveyor belt of people coming through.
And you had some experience of running places like this?
I had experience of kind of, if you want to say, working in leisure. I was the general manager of Chapelfield Shopping Centre at the time when we kind of were starting to do this. I hadn't got any experience of hospitality, e.g. of catering at all. Lots of people had looked at the premises, but for lots of different reasons had declined and it hadn't happened. And the building was at risk of being sold. So currently it's owned by the MOJ and managed by the MOJ for NOMS, National Offender Management Service. And they said that it'd been left like this for about 6 years, and they said that, you know, they needed to sell it because it wasn't doing anything and it was obviously costing the money. And the prison governor here, Will Stiles, was obviously really concerned because from the management perspective of managing a prison, it would have actually been really hard. I mean, the likelihood it would have been converted into probably a hotel, or it would have done similar to what it's doing at the moment, e.g. in the sort of kind of leisure hospitality market. But the prison felt quite strongly that they didn't want to have that happen. So... because it had been mooted around by lots of different other people, the idea, but nobody kind of made it to actually happen, me and Will said, OK, well, we'll give it a go. And we were given a year, basically. If it didn't work in a year, they would have sold the building. So it was as simple as that.
How are you coping with the demand here? Because there's an awful lot to do, isn't there?
Coping with the demands has its challenges, because... we weren't prepared for it. We thought it would be quite quiet, and we thought predominantly most of the people that come in here would be prison staff. And so it kind of caught us on the hop that it has been as busy as it has, and that itself has given us challenges that nobody expected us to deal with, really. We've just launched our summer menu. We want to get the team kind of, you know, a grips with that, and then we probably will just extend an evening. We won't do a different menu. We'll just take the menu we've got and just take it all the way through the day and into the evening. It won't be a late evening place. It'll probably last orders, probably be about 7:30, 8:30.
So how does the proportion work? I mean, how many civilians and how many prisoners work here?
It's probably about 80% of them are serving prisoners or ex-offenders. So we've got a few that were serving prisoners, got out and wanted to stay on. And we've allowed them to stay on. That long term will probably prove one of our challenges, because we're not going to be able to employ everybody. So probably one of the options one day would be to look at having a Cafe Britannia somewhere else. It won't be as beautiful as here, but you know, I feel very blessed that the public have supported us. I feel it's been really good for Norwich Prison. Norwich Prison on the back of the CAF have now got an additional DCAT facility, so they're going to have more DCATs coming to Norwich.
That's low-risk prisoners.
Yeah, low-risk prisoners. So currently they've got Britannia House, they're now about to have another building, which is fundamentally this building, it's just joined on. The building's not going to be sold, so it's going to stay in Crown Estate. What we set out to achieve, we've achieved. And the profit is being able to support the team. The profit is being able to get a prisoner or an offender never to re-offend. So that's the profit to the public. Yes, there will be profits that will go back in, but the ultimate thing is, you know, if you stop somebody else, stop from going back to crime, that is a benefit to everybody.
One of the first ex-prisoners to benefit from the project is 22-year-old Jimmy Aldridge. He now has a job at the cafe after serving 18 months of his 3-year sentence.
I went out clubbing and was just enjoying myself, and I got into an altercation with a group of lads in which one got hurt and he had a broken jaw, and that gave me the sentence.
Has this been a learning experience for you?
Definitely a learning experience. It's an entirely different way of life, and you have to adjust, and you don't want to come back. You miss everything, you know, that's going on in the rest of the world. Your friends are growing up, people are having children, you miss out on everything. And you don't want to miss out on life. There's no life sitting in a 4x6 cell, you know, not experiencing anything. And obviously, as you get recognised for, you know, consistent good behaviour, you become a lower category. And then I eventually became a category D, which I then became a member of Britannia House, which is a house that's neighbouring to the cafe. And then from there, you have the ability to be given what's called a book or a passport licence, as some would say, and then you can go out into the public, visit the city once a week, and go out and actually work a real job.
Mm. So were you invited to come and work in the cafe?
Yeah. It's one of the first things you do. I mean, being a DCAT prisoner, you have to be outgoing, you have to be pushing yourself to do stuff. So yeah. The cafe is one of the first things you get a chance to do.
So did you enjoy it when you came to work here?
Yeah, I absolutely loved it. I mean the food's so much better than what you used to. You get to speak to people, and you will find that you may have had the same conversation for a year, you know, and you get to have different types of conversations about different things, and it's much better.
And now you're working here. You've actually employed by the cafe, aren't you?
Yeah, employed by the cafe. And there's quite a few of us that have finished our sentence and carry on working here. It's such a good project, and the people in Norwich. You know, there's so many people that like to come here, and they find it so interesting. They find it such a nice place to eat. So, yeah, I wanted
it's
to keep
all
it
good.
Going.
It's all
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I wanted yeah. to keep it going and keep with it.
Yeah, and they're starting a new enterprise, a bakery, I believe. I mean.
They've now started to put all the equipment in, and they're looking into baking bread, either for the prison or for outside the prison, which will be good, because that's more skills, more qualifications, and an actual hands-on, you know, a tool that you can actually take with you and get work once you leave here, which is the hardest bit, leaving this place with nowhere to live and no job to fall on, you know, that's what causes it. And
did you find that hard?
I would have done, but once I was here, I organised a place to live and I organised work before I even walked out the door, which, you know, is a blessing that unfortunately 90% of the people don't get. Mm.
And they took you on, obviously, because you're a very good employee here, and it's all working out for you.
Yeah, it's working out great, and we're all optimistic. And, you know, in all fairness, I'm quite surprised how successful the cafe has actually gotten. You live in a bizarre world being inside, and once you get here, you know, you get time to adjust and you get time to think about where you actually want to get to be, and a chance to do it as well. I mean, a lot of the people that come here actually study, and they actually go to universities and the actual city college, and you know what I mean? Mm. It does make a difference.
And you can get qualifications here, can't you, in catering and so on?
Yeah, you can go on to do catering if that's your sort of thing, but you can go on to do anything. I mean, as soon as you're a DCAT prisoner, you literally have the ability to learn anything you want. I mean, our head chef, he's learning to be a carpenter while he's being a head chef. So, you know, if that's what he wants to do, a lot of money in it, he could do quite well with that.
Fantastic. And I bet you've made some friends amongst the public here, because some who are regulars, aren't there?
Yeah, all the time. I mean, I can't walk around without saying hello. It is bizarre. I mean, you wouldn't remember who served you at Tesco's, but you'd remember who served you here. And it is a very bizarre notion that, you know, people will keep waving you. And they're so friendly towards you as well. You know, I mean, everyone's so happy to see you. And, yeah, it's quite bizarre. For me, I find it a bit strange because I came from Norwich, I lived in Norwich, and I've got to stay in Norwich, you know what I mean? But obviously some people are going back to Cambridge, they'll never see them people again, but I've got to walk around this city and keep waving to everyone. Yeah, yeah, it's all right.
But that's good. It is good. You know, you're not embarrassed about your past, are you? You put it behind you, really.
No, I don't think you can be. I mean, if you are embarrassed about it, then, you know what I mean, that'll get you down. You have to just sort of embrace it. It's a bit of an adventure, really, if anything. You know what I mean? It's a journey. You know what I mean? You learn lessons.